You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
When you're in need of inspiration, join the Potentialist, Maggie Wilde, who will dare you to shine. No matter what challenge life presents, the Potentialist will always help you reconnect to your authentic self, overcome unhelpful habits, reprogram the inner critic, and rewire your mind to attract what you want. With every episode, you'll walk away knowing that you are loved, loving, and lovable. Your time to shine is now. Here's the Potentialist, Maggie Wilde.
Welcome to episode one of Dare to Shine. I am the Potentialist, Maggie Wilde, and I'm here to remind you over the course of these episodes each week that you are unique, that it is time for you, despite what is happening in the world, it is time for you to dare to shine too. That no matter what you are going through, no matter what is happening in your world, there are ways that you can still find that essence of you and choose to be the best version of yourself that you can be. Now, I am a therapist, a clinical therapist, and I've been working with people for many, many years in helping them understand that they are in control of their thinking, control of their emotions, and able to learn very, very simple little techniques that can help them evolve and begin to be the master of their own mind, the master of their own emotions, and to be able to have steps that empower you to put yourself back in the driving seat of your life, especially at the time of the world that we're in right now. And so throughout this program, throughout the weeks that we come together, I'll be doing a number of different formats. In this inaugural session, what we're actually going to be doing is explaining my brain training model and how that can help you and those that you love and those that love you master what's going on in the world right now and find a place of peace with what we can change and acceptance of what we can't, and then understand how we can experience that in the moment without letting ourselves go into the depths of despair or the depths of lack of hope, etc. And so I have a number of techniques, a number of brain training models that I use, that I've developed over the years after recovering from a stroke about 15 years or so ago. And through that process, as I was recovering, I studied neuroscience, I studied metaphysics, I studied epigenetics, I looked at all the ways that we can influence what's happening not only in our mind but in our body and ourselves too. And through that process, I developed a brain training model called the CP and R brain training model, which is control, program, and rewire. Controlling what we don't want that isn't helping us anymore, such as unhelpful thoughts, irrational anxieties and fears, unhelpful inner critic kind of judgments, etc., judgments of ourselves and others, the emotional states that get us into the depths of despair that can sometimes roller coaster and spiral out of control, and unhelpful habits as well. So there are certain things that we can do with the brain, and very simple techniques that take sort of 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 seconds, where we can learn to actually switch off the firing in the brain, the neural pathways that are causing the unhelpful thoughts and emotions. And then in that space shortly after, we can program what we want to achieve instead. And then the R in the CPR process stands for rewire. So it's control what's not working for you. Learn how to do that with very simple techniques, just like a light switch. Yep. If you come into a room and you want to turn the light on, you just go to the switch on the wall, you flick it on, and an electrical circuit, we don't know how it works. It doesn't really matter how it works unless you're an electrician who needs to understand that. What we want to know is that if we flick the switch, the light's going to come on, or if we flick it the other way, the light's going to go off. Well, that's the same process with CPR, the C process of control, program, and rewire brain training, is when we have unhelpful thinking patterns that are causing us or taking us away from where we want to be, then we can use very quick techniques that are in our control to be the light switch. Yeah. So we can literally flick the switch. And then in that space, learn very simple techniques to program what we want instead. Now, there's a whole process that needs to happen for the programming stage. And one of those is clarity, of course. We need to discover and spend a bit of time getting clearer on what it is we want, because most of us in this world, and I was guilty of this for many, many years, most of us in this world with the law of attraction, with, you know, positive thinking, affirmations, all of those things, we spend time wishing and wanting for what we want, and we think we get frustrated. We think because we're putting it out there, but we're not getting what we want back, or we get the opposite back. And often that's because our thinking is not the only thing that creates. It's our emotional response, our sensations, our experience of the world, and how we perceive it at the deepest part of our mind that we were programmed with right from a very early stage, even before we were born. And when we understand this process, and over the coming months and years, I'm going to help you understand more about yourself and more about how to take control. And my big thing is about action. I like to provide real life strategies that you can do in the moment to take charge of your life again and understand what it is you have been doing that might have got you into a spiral that kept you in a sabotage loop, or kept you in a procrastination loop, or kept you in a inner critic loop. And we can show you how to stop the loop, step out of it, and then use these CPR brain training techniques to really find the clarity, get what you want, start thinking, feeling, and sending out to the universe what you want instead. And of course, the final step is to rewire that. If we do the control technique, such as switching off what we don't want, but we don't reprogram what we want instead, or we're still thinking that what we wanted in the past was, you know, is still correct, but it's still getting what we don't want, then something needs to happen to change this part. And so what we want to do is look at, if that's not working for you, if you're putting out something to the universe and still getting back more of what you don't want, then something at the programming level, we need more clarity about what we're putting out and the way in which we're putting it out. And that's very, very important. Often it is not that we're not doing it right, it's that we're putting it out in a way that is from old programming anyway, old, very deep-seated belief systems and feelings and emotions that we might be saying one thing, but our emotions are experiencing the other. I'll give you an example of that. When I was recovering from the stroke, I was doing affirmations all the time, and in my research and scientific research on the brain and how it works and neuroscience, etc., I was putting out the belief that I was healthy and well. But there was this little back end, tail end voice and feeling inside my belly that actually left me with this kind of sinking doubt at the end of it. But I kept doing it with frustration, going, yes, I'm healthy, I'm strong, I'm this, I'm that. But the real wiring inside of me, the deep-seated beliefs that had been there and probably got me where I ended up being prior to the stroke as well, that was still there. I hadn't rewired that. So the more I said I was healthy and strong, the more I was having epileptic seizures or other symptoms as a result of the stroke. And the more the frustration would build. And so when I recognized that the affirmation that I wanted was actually triggering the feeling of disbelief, then what's that saying to the universe? I want this, but I don't really. I want this, but I want more of this. I want this, but I want more of this. And so when we are using affirmations and positive thinking to attract more of what we want, if we are not aligned with that feeling, that sensation, and a core truth, a knowing inside of us that that is true, then we're actually putting out mixed messages to the universe. It's like kind of saying to a friend, you know, let's meet for a cuppa on Tuesday, but knowing full well at the deepest side of you, you've got another appointment on Tuesday. Yeah. And so you're putting out a mixed message to your friend who thinks, yeah, we're meeting on Tuesday. And then she or he gets disappointed because you knew you weren't going to be there. Well, the same thing when you're telling the universe, I want more wealth. I want more love. I want more abundance. I want this, you know, crisis to be over. I want to be healthy. I want my loved ones to be healthy. I want to feel a lot more loved. Whatever it is that we're putting out there, if there is slimmer, fitter, healthier, whatever it is, then if there is a core belief or a core wiring, it's not your fault, it's the wiring that you've been wired with over many, many decades, then if that hasn't been changed, we're in conflict. So we're saying one thing, but our body is feeling something else. We're saying one thing, but our emotions are expressing something else. And the universe doesn't speak English. The universe doesn't speak any particular language. The universe existed and creation existed long before words existed. The universe is feeling. The universe is experience. And so the way that we communicate with the universe is through experience and feeling. And so what we're going to do over these coming weeks and months is actually give you some real techniques that you can use to switch off what we don't want. But when we get to this part to start telling the universe what we do want, then we're going to be reprogramming that with clarity so that we have an aligned truth, so that the message we're putting out is aligned with what we feel. And the universe says, ah, now I get it. I'm clear now. That's what she's wanted, or that's what he's wanted all along. Yeah. That's what we want to get to. Once we've got those two things in alignment, our thoughts, our feelings, and our emotions aligned, then we need to rewire it permanently. So there's this little part at the back of your brain called the cerebellum. Some people call it the reptilian brain, whatever you want to call it. For me, it's the part of your brain that has all of your programming. It has all of your innate and survival mechanisms. It's the part of your brain that grows your hair for you, that grows your fingernails for you. You don't have to think about any of those things. It just happens. It's the part of your brain that is being programmed for you to have XYZ DNA kind of evolution or not. It's the part of your brain that gets triggered in times of stress to do the fight and flight. Yep. So either fight, flight, or freeze. So you're either going to put up your dukes and fight when you get triggered into stress, or you're going to go into a frozen moment of procrastination and I can't move, I can't do anything, or you're going to run and hide, like the original programming of all human beings to run away from the woolly mammoth or the saber-toothed tiger. Yeah. What we want to do is to be able to recognize that that part of our brain, and especially that fight and flight syndrome, is very important. It's not a bad thing. It's actually a really, really good thing because it keeps us alive and breathing. It's our safety mechanism when there's real danger. The challenge today is that the brain hasn't evolved as quickly as our world has. Our world has evolved to have many, many stressors, external stresses from lighting, technology, emotional stresses, relationship stresses, food stressors, environmental stresses, and then, of course, the stress of what's going on right now in the world. And so our brain hasn't evolved quickly enough to understand the difference between life-saving stress response or being triggered by every day-to-day kind of stresses and the prolonged kind of stresses that our synapses, that our brain, that us ourselves as human beings has now evolved into living. We're living in a world that we're dealing with many, many different types of pressures and stressors now that aren't necessarily life-threatening. Some are not. But the brain doesn't understand the difference between life-threatening stress and non-life-threatening stress. It just does what it's programmed to do. And until we update that for understanding, we can allow that safety mechanism of the stress response to help save us in recognized dangerous situations, but that we can begin to communicate to our brain and understand that we don't have to respond the same way to non-life-threatening stressors. And so that's the kind of rewiring that needs to happen, that if we come home from a particularly bad day or we hear particularly bad stress on the news, where there's a lot of that right now, and many of us are getting kind of spiraled down into all of the trauma that's happening on the news, then if our brain doesn't understand the difference between that as life-threatening stress or a stress that we can actually do something about today, meaning we can change our attitude or we can switch off the television or we can choose what we put into our mind instead of allow the monotony to continue, then the brain just continues to operate and either keep you, whatever you've been programmed to do, either fight, flight or freeze. So you'll either procrastinate or go into the depths of despair and depression, or you'll run away and put your head in the sand, or there's many different reactions, and everyone does stress in a very, very different way. So my goal, if you like, in connecting with you all over these coming years is to help you understand you are in control of one or two things. Yeah, you're in control of three things. You're in control of the way you think. You're in control of the emotional experiences, not the triggers that happen. You can't control other people and the things that are happening in the world necessarily, but you can control your response and your reaction to it. And you can be in control of your thoughts, your emotions, and the physical sensations that you experience as well, because they're all interconnected. They're all just wiring, firing in your brain. Now, I think this is a takeaway. Yeah. I want you to write this down. You are not your thoughts. You are not your emotions, and you are not your physical sensations either. Most of us, you know, if we ever go through an illness or pain, or some kind of experience, we talk about it as mine, my pain, my headache, my anxiety, my depression, my disease, my this, my that. In reality, it is just a thing. Yeah, it's just the habit. Even we talk about the habit of, you know, my addiction to this or my addiction to that, my habit of doing this or my habit of doing that. In reality, they are just wiring, firing in your brain. Even pain doesn't start where it starts, where you feel it in your body. Pain doesn't start there. Pain starts in the brain. And so if you learn techniques to enhance what is working well and techniques to switch off that which is not working well, then you're in more control of the way you think, the way you feel, and the sensations that your body has as well. And you can influence them and enhance them, or you can manage them and tame the intensity down or switch them off if it's appropriate as well. And so with the rewire techniques, what we want to do is, once we've controlled what's not working and programmed what is, what we want instead with clarity, then the third step is to rewire the thing that we want, the feelings, the thoughts, and the emotions that we want, the experience in our body. Remember, the language of the universe is experience, it's feelings, it's intent, it's emotion, it's the core, the essence of what the human being is. We feel, yeah? And sometimes we blocked those feelings out, but they can be reawakened. And they can be reawakened safely if there's trauma there, and process that very, very slowly and gently, and allow ourselves to feel what we choose to feel instead, okay? Without putting our head in the sand necessarily, okay? So what we want to do is take that a whole step further, and I want to teach you some wonderful techniques over these coming years, and do live what I call brain training recipes. So out of the model that I developed, I've developed little brain training recipes that can either switch off what's not working, program what you want, or rewire it. And we'll teach you lots and lots of little rewire techniques and lots of little control techniques that you can do to switch off what's not working, program what you want, and rewire it. And those techniques don't have to mean that you need 2 hours a day. They can be 5 seconds, 10 seconds, some of them literally a couple of seconds. And the focus that your brain is having at that moment can be diverted to what you want and what you choose helpfully instead. Okay. So that's what I will be doing over the course of our episodes over the coming years and weeks. What I will be doing is, normally in each episode, I will be teaching something and doing some brain training recipes at the beginning, working on a particular topic. So we might choose a week to work on worry, another one to work on anxieties, another one to work on dreams and visions, or depression, anxiety. We'll choose lots of topics, and you can write into me at info@thepotentialist.com if there's something you'd like to work on as well. I'm happy to do some live chats with you as well at some point, and we can evolve this Dare to Shine together, yeah, and learn how to find ourselves again. Really, that's it, to let go of the noise, the white noise that sometimes gets in the way of us just being present with who we are, being present with our family, being present with ourselves, and being able to experience the world in the most enhanced way. And that doesn't mean avoiding what the reality of what's happening in the world. That doesn't mean to say you're ignoring what's happening in the world, but it's getting to a space where you don't let what's happening in the world define who you are. You define your attitude to what's happening in the world, and help yourself be a vision and a light of hope for others, perhaps, whether that's somebody close to you in your family, whether that's your wider extended family, whether that's your community, whether that's your colleagues at work, or if you're an employer, whether it's your staff, whether it's a wider community than even that. I think we can each make our own little ripple effect, and we can choose the ripple effect to be one of darkness, depression, and anxiety, and worry and concern, or we can choose the ripple effect to be hope, inspiration, and the ability to love ourselves all back to health, love ourselves back to a space where we're aligned and we are the strongest version of ourselves that we can be, so that we can help others. Yeah, because when we're in the depths of despair, then helping others often is the most, it's the last thing in our mind. It's the most challenging thing in our mind. But when our cup is full, when we have worked through and continue to work through on a daily basis our challenges, our fears, our anxieties, and recognizing them, honoring them, but using brain training techniques to process them and find the wisdom beyond them, then it gives us the ability to step forward and actually do something about it. And when we do something about it, we become the leader for those around us, whether that's the leader for our family or the leader for our wider community. So that's what I would love to share with you. In most programs, I'm going to have two segments. So we will do the first segment where I'll do some brain training recipes with you on specific topics. And we'll do the second segment where we have a guest speaker. So I am a publisher as well as a therapist, and I publish for the therapy industry, for psychologists, counselors, doctors, hypnotherapists, anyone in the natural wellness field. And when I publish, we publish books that are chosen very specifically. So there's a process that we go through to decide who we're going to bring on board as an author. And when we get to the stage that the books are being released, then I'm going to bring some of those authors onto our show and share their stories and share their wisdom. Because our authors are from all different fields, from psychology, as I said, to mental wellness, emotional wellness, spiritual wellness. And, you know, they're working on all different topics, from addiction to spirituality to relationships to childhood. I have a beautiful author who's written a book for children on coping skills. So many different top topics, and we'll bring you those authors over the coming years as well, and do some live calls and things as well. So that's kind of how the show is going to be set up over the coming weeks and months. And I look forward to you helping me evolve that as well. So if you've got some ideas on how to shine, if you've got some ideas on topics you would like me to cover for you, or that you would like me to bring in as a special guest, then please email me, please let me know, and let's make this show about you. Let's make this about how you can shine despite what's happening in the world. And at some point, given what's happening today, at some point, you know, when we honor that and know that it is happening and there's a reality to it and there's things that we have to do in order to get through it, but if we get stuck in it and not think about how it's going to be after it's over, when we all look back at it as a story that we went through, because someday there will be the moment where we realize the crisis, the worst is over. And we'll be able to look back on it on as a way of how did I get through that? And some of us will feel like we got through it as a better, more wise, more inspired human being. And some of us will be traumatized by it. And neither is right or wrong. It's just having the support mechanism around you to help you through that process. And I'd like to, you know, be there to offer support if it is something that you need. I'm also connected to therapists all over the world. And so if I can't help or if my team can't help, then I can certainly put you in touch with somebody who can in the world. So please reach out, info@thepotentialist.com. So for today's segment, I'm going to work with you on just an understanding of what a brain training recipe is. Now, a brain training recipe is a control mechanism. Remember, I talked about the control, the program, and the rewire. So we're going to learn a control mechanism just to interrupt what's happening in the brain when something's happening that's gotten out of control. And then in our second segment today, I'll be working with you again on different topics, how you can use that brain training recipe to work on perhaps the current days, the current challenges that we're facing right now. I'm just checking the time to make sure that we've got enough time to do what we need to do. So that in the second segment, what we can do is actually work on some raw issues that are happening today. So we might be able to use a brain training recipe to work through a little bit of anxiety, work through some worry. If you're worried about somebody or worried about the community and the world in the bigger picture, we'll use it to look at, you know, how that's making us feel. So we might talk about sadness. We might talk about fear and use some brain training recipes just to get you used to using them. And then over the course of the coming weeks, we will have two segments that will be myself and then, of course, one of my amazing, inspiring authors as well. So I hope that is very, very helpful to you. Please send in any questions you have, of course. In the second segment, we'll come back and actually work on the brain training recipes. So a brain training recipe is simply this, and it's a three-part recipe. When you experience a thought, a feeling, or emotion that is unhelpful to you and is not helping you move towards the highest vision of yourself, the highest version of yourself as a leader for your family or your community, then, or yourself, of course, then we simply just stop and pause and we get curious, become like a curious detective about the intensity of what you're experiencing. And whether you start with the thought or the emotion or the sensation, whatever is the strongest, I suggest that's the one you go with. So if it's the emotion of overwhelm, then you would start with overwhelm. If it's a thought that keeps going on about, you know, what if this, what if that, what if this, then we start with the thought. If it's a sensation like a churning in the stomach or a nausea or a heaviness on the shoulders, then we start there. Okay. And we simply recognize the strongest element, measure it on a scale of 0 to 10. Of intensity, with 10 being the worst, and we ask ourselves a simple question. If that, whatever it is, let's start with a thought. If that thought could speak to me, what would it say? And we just allow the first thing to pop into our head to flow. If nothing comes, we simply say blank. We then move immediately. We don't get stuck there and trapped there. We actually move immediately to, if that emotion, if it had an emotion, what would it be? And we allow whatever to come to come. If nothing comes, that's just our beautiful brain protecting us. We just say blank and we acknowledge it's okay to not know. And then we move immediately on. Again, we don't get stuck. We move immediately on to, if that had a sensation in my body, what would the sensation be? And so let's say the sensation is an ache in my belly or butterflies. Yeah? We would just acknowledge, there it is. That's not me. That's just wiring firing in my brain. And then we move back and we cycle through to, if that butterfly sensation had a thought, what would it say now? We don't get stuck there. We just let whatever comes to come. If that thought had an emotion, what would the emotion be? And we allow whatever to come. If that emotion had a sensation, what would it be? And again, we just cycle through. We may go back again. If the thought now, if it's the same or different, if it had, yeah, a thought, what would it be? If that had an emotion, what would it be? And if that had a sensation, what would it be? So that's a basic brain training recipe. There are many other ways to expand it and do other things with it. But once we get the fundamental understanding, then we have one control technique under our belt. There are other little things. And in our second segment today, I'll show you some quick 2 and 3 second things you can do to take control. So if the thought, the emotion, or the sensation is too overwhelming and you can't get clarity about what they are, then we start with something else first. And we'll give you demonstrations of that later on. And of course, we'll do some brain training recipes to overcome what's going on in the world right now. Not so much about the actual world, what's happening in the world. We can't change that right now. We can just do our bit to influence it and our bit to react to it in the way that's going to help ourselves and our family. And of course, the ripple effect of the wider community. You are listening to The Potentialist, Maggie Wilde, and we'll be back with segment 2 very soon.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome back to Dare to Shine with Maggie Wilde, The Potentialist. And we're going to be working right now on clearing some of that kind of emotional stuff and stress stuff that's been coming up regarding what's going on in your world at the moment. So whether that's to do with everything that's going on in our crisis around the world, or whether that's some personal stuff that you've got going on. In part one of today's show, we talked about brain training recipes. So using my brain training model of control what you don't want, program what you want instead, and rewire that permanently so that you can think differently, feel differently, and react differently to stressful situations. Then what we're going to do right now is do a couple of control techniques where we practiced. I gave you an example in part one where we looked at the thought, the emotion, and the sensation. And I'm going to demonstrate that, and I'd love you to do that along with me. And then what we're going to do is add in a couple of brain training recipes to that so that you can show yourself how to act like that light switch where you turn off the unhelpful emotion, the unhelpful reaction, or the unhelpful thinking pattern and take back control of how your mind is thinking. Remember, brain training recipes and control techniques give you a space in your brain. So if you've got some anxiety thoughts or stress going on, or cyclic thinking that is very unhelpful to you, by doing a brain training recipe, it just acts as a light switch to switch off the current electrical circuitry that's flowing through that thought pattern in your brain. And it gives you a space in your brain where you can think differently, even think kind of nothing for a couple of seconds, or at least reduce the intensity of the heightened emotional, heightened thinking pattern that you were having before. So if you are measuring an intensity of a thought process or an emotion on a scale of 0 to 10, then 10 would be the highest, so it'd be the most extreme, the most unhelpful, and 0 would be everything's fine, it's no problem at all. And so what we want to do is think about something that's been unhelpful to us, something that we're reacting to in our world. It could be an unhelpful belief system that you doubt yourself or fear that nothing's going to change, or worry about something or someone in your life, worry about the future, worry about the past, all of that kind of stuff. So what I'd love you to do is just to practice with me to choose one thing. Now, remember, over the coming weeks, months, and years, as we get to know each other more and more on Dare to Shine, we will be doing brain training recipes and control techniques and rewire techniques, lots and lots of stuff to help you deal with the stuff of life. And of course, this is on the radio show all to do with the Law of Attraction. So we want to also show you how to break through some of the resistance or the back chatter that the brain has if we're trying to manifest something or think about something positive that we want in our life, but we have this tail end voice that kind of niggles away at us in the background that is unhelpful to us, because remember, the language of the universe is experience and emotions. And so if we're experiencing resistance or we're experiencing a thought pattern that is out of alignment with what we actually want, then that is sending mixed messages to the universe. So we want to use a brain training recipe in that circumstance to switch off the nagging voice, the doubt, the inner critic, that little niggling tail end voice that is confusing the universe about our desires and our wishes. And then in that space that we have, when we switch that off, we get a few seconds in the brain where we either think of nothing and we can replace it with a more helpful thought, add emotion, because that's the language of the universe, and direction. So that gives the universe complete focus on what it is that we're asking for without the tail end voice nagging in the background, confusing the matter. So let's think of something that you have a little bit of conflict about, or that you're anxious about or worried about, something you doubt or fear. Just choose one thing. You might want to make a note of the technique as we go through it, so that you can reuse this again and again without me, or just re-listen back to this week's episode and come back to this quite regularly, because we'll be using this technique, as I say, throughout our time together over the years. So what I'd love you to do is just think about something that's unhelpful to you right now, whether that's a thought, a feeling, an emotion, a sensation, a doubt, a belief, a fear, whatever it is. And I would love you to just measure the intensity of that unhelpful experience on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the worst. Just take that in, take a deep breath, and be curious about where you experience that unhelpful reaction in your body or your head. So for some people, they just know it's a thought in the head, and if you close your eyes, you could kind of point to where it feels like it's coming from. For other people, it can be a tightness in the chest. It can be a gut churning. It can be a heaviness in the shoulders. Just somehow your body will let you know where that unhelpful thinking pattern, emotion, or sensation is. And just be curious about it. Don't judge it. Just be very, very curious. Measure on that scale of 0 to 10. Once you know where it is, I want you to just silently say in your own mind, or say out loud, whichever feels right for you, if that could speak to me, what would it say? And just pause and let whatever comes come. The first thing that pops into your head, even if it's bizarre, just let the first thing pop into your head. If nothing pops in, just acknowledge that it's blank. And that's okay too. There's nothing actually wrong with that. That just means that your brain is, in its cleverness in trying to protect you, is putting up a resistance. And we're just going to be okay with the resistance for now. There's no reason to be concerned about it. It's just your brain trying to protect you. So it's, if it had a thought, what would the thought be? First thing that pops into your head. And without getting stuck there, just ask immediately, if that thought had an emotion, what would the emotion be? Just get curious about that. If emotions come easily for you, that's fabulous. It'll just pop into your head what it is. It might be sadness, happiness, grief, whatever it is. If emotions don't come easily for you and it feels blank, you don't really get anything, acknowledge blank, because numb or blank is an emotion in its own right as well. And if that emotion that you're experiencing had a sensation in the body or the head, what would that sensation be? And where is it? Just acknowledge it. Is it a tingling? Is it a warm and fuzzy? Is it a spiky? Is it a heaviness? Is it a dull thud or an ache, a pain? What experience does your body have? And without getting stuck in that, and again, if nothing comes, just say blank. But if without getting stuck, I just want you to move straight back through, and we're going to go through the process again and say, now, if that current sensation had a thought, what would that thought be? And just listen out, see what comes. And again, if nothing comes, just say blank. And if that new thought, even the blank one, had an emotion now, what would the emotion be? And just get curious. There's no judgment. And if that new emotion had a sensation now in your body, what would the sensation be now? Is it the same or is it different? Just be curious. That's right. And then if it feels right to do so, then scroll through again. If that sensation now had a thought, what's that thought? Is it the same or is it different? And if that thought had an emotion,
Is it the same or is it different? What's the same? What's changed? And then once again, if that emotion had a sensation, what's the sensation now? And acknowledge, none of that is me. That is just wiring firing. That's not who I am. Take a deep breath. Breathe it out. And then you're going to do something very curious. And I want you to simply roll your eyes in a big circle one way, as slowly as you can, and see if you can get a very smooth circle. If you can't, if it feels jerky or it gets stuck anywhere, just be curious about that too. That's no problem at all. That's just what's going on in your brain right now. And be curious about that. Roll back the other way. So you're rolling in a complete circle the other way. And be curious again if you miss corners or if it feels jerky and doesn't roll smoothly. Just be curious about that. See if you can slow it down and roll it again. Then blink three times for me. Just simply blink, blink, and blink. Take a deep breath and breathe it out. That's it. And then I want you to just think about that original challenge that you were faced with. The original thought, the feeling, the emotion, whatever it was that you were going through. And I want you to measure it on a scale of 0 to 10 now, with 10 being the worst, and compare it to where it was. So if it was a 10 before, is it the same or is it different? And notice the amount of change. So has it gone from a 10 to a 7 or a 10 to a 4 or a 10 to a 3 or a 10 to a 1 or a 10 to a 7, a 6? Just where is it for you? And there's no right or wrong. It will be different for everyone. Some people might just move from 10 to a 9, but you'll notice the 9 feels different somehow. If it drops all the way down to a 3 or a 2 or even less, then there'll be a substantial difference to how your body's feeling. And just be curious about that too. Now, the recommendation is that if the after the first round of the brain training recipe, if it hasn't dropped below a 3, so if it's still 3 or above, then I recommend doing the brain training recipe again. So you would just repeat the same thing. This time I would start with a blink, blink, blink. So blink, 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 very consciously. Roll your eyes one way and roll them back the other way. Blink, blink, blink. And then just ask very curiously, if that thought, whatever it is right now, could speak to me, what would it say? Is it the same as before or different? And whatever that thought is, even if it's blank, if it had an emotion, what would it be? And again, just get curious about that. There's no right or wrong. And if the emotion had a sensation in your body or head, what would the sensation be now? That's it. Just very curious. Mm-hmm. And again, if it needs to spiral through again, you start with a thought. What was the thought? If it has an emotion, what would it be? And if it has a sensation, what is it now? Just keep spiraling through those three, the thought, the emotion, and the sensation. Now, if it spirals and gets trapped in the negativity, so if it keeps coming up as something unhelpful for you and it hasn't shifted after 2 or 3 rounds to something positive, just ask the question, if that had a positive purpose, what would the positive purpose be? So if feeling that churning in the stomach, or if feeling that sensation somewhere else, or that emotion, the sadness, the grief, the loss, the anger, whatever it is, even if that thought had a positive purpose, what would it be? And the first thing that pops into your mind. Now, if you cannot get the positive purpose, stop, blink 3 times, roll your eyes and roll them back and ask again, what would the positive purpose be? Now, for some people, it comes up as it's protecting you somehow. So it might be an anxiety that's protecting you from a fear of the past, or making a mistake again, or being laughed at, or whatever it was that your subconscious mind and the subconscious cells in the body learned how to do that behavior or that reaction early in life. And so what we want to do is just ask, what's the positive purpose? And then when you get the answer to that, if the positive purpose is to protect you, well, if protection had a thought, what would protection say to you? It might say, I'm trying to look after you. If I'm trying to look after you had an emotion, the emotion might be relief that somebody's got your back. And if relief had a sensation in your body, all of a sudden we've got the positive shift, haven't we? If relief had a sensation in your body, it might be a relaxation of the shoulders. It might be a sigh in the chest and you just seem to breathe more easily. It might be something else entirely that's very, very appropriate to you. So that's a brain training recipe. What I'd love you to do now, because we've gone through that twice, I would love you to just think about the original challenge that you were faced with, the original doubt, fear, belief, anxiety, whatever it was, and measure it on a scale of 0 to 10 and notice now where it is. Has it moved from, say, the 9 down to the 7 or lower? Is it back up? Has something triggered it? Or has it gone right down to a 2 or a 1? Remember, anything below that 3 means that it no longer has an emotional charge. It's actually not sending out the confusion to the universe anymore. If there's no emotional charge in it, then you can hold the opposite positive thought and there's no resistance to it. But if you are trying to manifest something or trying to attract something into your life and you do have that tail end resistant voice, then just stop, blink 3 times, blink, 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 roll your eyes in a circle. As you think about that resistance, roll all the way back and then do a brain training recipe. If that resistance could speak to me, what would it say? If it had an emotion, what would the emotion be? And if it had a sensation, what would that be now too? Cycle through twice if it needs to. Check in every now and then to see how intense it is now, whether it's dropped below that 3 or whether it's still above a 3. And remember, you can do this as many times as you wish to. Sometimes all you need to do is actually do the blinking and the eye rolls. And that will have a big enough impact to give you 2 or 3 seconds of space in your brain. And what I would recommend you do is actually hold the manifestation thought or the thought that you would rather have instead, or the emotion that you would rather have instead. So if you've been carrying anxiety and you would rather feel peace, or if you've been carrying busyness in mind, like a busy mind monster that just won't be quiet and you would like to have silence, yeah, then when you do the eye rolls or you do a brain training recipe and you have 2 or 3 seconds of space in your mind where that old negativity hasn't been triggered, then in its place you would simply say, I allow myself peace, or I allow myself the silence, or you would conjure the sensation, or the last time you remember feeling peaceful, conjure the sensation of silence or the memory of silence, conjure your favorite music or an image of your grandchild or your children or the first time you held your baby or whatever it was, something that brings you absolute peace and joy. And if you conjure that experience, then in that space, the brain won't resist it anymore. The anxiety won't be trying to fight with you, or the depression or the sadness or the anger or the old belief. Okay. So that's a very, very simple brain training recipe. And of course, the pattern interruption, the control technique we've talked about, is the blink, 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 the eye rolls one way and the eye rolls back the other way. And when we do that, even by itself, we will actually create some space in the brain to think differently. So my recommendation is to write a list of 3 or 4 or 5 different affirmations that you have, things that you would like in your life instead. I don't know about you, but a lot of us find it very, very easy to think about what we don't want, but not very often can we think about what we really do want. If we still have resistance in the brain, if there's still a confusion or a conflicted message that's going out to the universe, we can always think, I don't want to feel the anxiety, I don't want to be stressed, I don't want this and I don't want that. But it's very challenging sometimes to actually feel and see clearly what we do want. And, you know, if we can't see what we do want yet and we're still focused on what we don't, that's not a bad thing. It is just simply an awareness, something to be curious about. That, isn't it curious I'm very clear on what I don't want. But until we can tell the universe what we do want with absolute certainty, without the resistance or the doubt or the fear, then the universe is a little unclear as well. So the universe will just keep giving us back more and more of the confusion. And so our role is to get very clear about what we do want, be curious if we can't find that, and remove the curiosity with a brain training recipe or with a eye roll and a blink, so that it can give us the space to start thinking about what we do want. Deal? So maybe that's your goal for this week's show, is to make a list of your top 5 or 10 things that you'd like to create in your life, whether that's more health, more wealth, more happiness, more peace, more tranquility, more time out for you, whatever it is. Then think about what it is you do want in your life, better relationships, better communication, whatever it is. Think about, make some clear statements to the universe. Be very curious about whether there's any resistance. If there's a tail end voice, when you think about having that, when you ask the universe for it, or when you meditate on it, or practice mindfulness on it, however you communicate to the universe, if even while you're communicating with friends as well, if you're telling the story about, you know, you want your ideal car, or you want some new furniture for the back garden, or whatever it is, and you feel that little tail end voice at the back of your mind go, yes, but, then just be curious about that. Do a blink, do an eye roll, do a brain training recipe on the resistance, on the tail end voice, and then just keep practicing back to the universe, this is what I do want. I hope that's been helpful to you. I hope our first show is giving you a taste of things to come. I would love to hear from you. I would love to have some feedback if there's any particular challenges that you are facing at the moment that you would like some help with. Of course, there are some, you know, big challenges in the world, right around the world right now. And if there's any specific ones for you that feel a little bit more challenging and that you're not coping with as well as you would like to, please reach out, info@thepotentialist.com, and let me know. We can do some specific brain training recipes in our next shows around that. Remember, our first part of our show is going to be me doing some therapeutic work with you, giving you some inspiration, talking about some wonderful concepts and ideas for thinking differently in the future. And this new way of thinking, this new way of feeling is all about attracting what we do want rather than what we don't. And feeling better about ourselves as well. So we'll do that in our first part of our shows each week. And then in our second part of the show, it'll either be myself doing some particular strategy with you, or it will be one of my amazing authors. Remember, I am a publisher as well, and we publish for the wellness industry. So we're publishing for doctors, chiropractors, anyone in the healthcare world who likes to make other people's lives that little bit easier. And so most weeks we will have an interview with one of our amazing authors with some strategies that are taken directly out of their book. We've got the amazing Michelle Robinson, who is going to talk to us about taking her spiritual practice and training other practitioners who would like to work more intuitively, and training them on that spiritual side to open up a practice. We've got the amazing Amanda Dunas, who is a psychotherapist and works with children, and she has a book out called My Coping Skills Handbook, and it's coping skills for kids, which is an amazing, amazing show, and she's going to be up in the next couple of weeks. We'll have an interview with her. We've got another author, Philippa, who works with money magic and manifestation, and she's a financial advisor as well as a psychologist, and she works with helping women especially move through their money blocks and work out their money personalities and the resistance that's coming up for them. So many different interviews coming up over the next few weeks and months, and I can't wait to share these amazing, amazing therapists and authors with you, and new ideas. I think it's always important to have new, fresh ideas for moving into having a life the way that we choose. And remember, It is time for you to dare to shine. Even in these very, very strange times, there are moments where we can shine our happiness, our joy, even just being really grateful for the fact that we're safe in our homes, or grateful for the small things that we can be grateful for at the moment. So remember, reach out if you need some help. I would love to connect with you. info@thepotentialist.com. I am Maggie Wild, and I am the Potentialist, and it is time for you to dare to shine. See you next week.
Thanks for joining Maggie Wild, the Potentialist. We'll be back next week with another great episode. Please visit Maggie at thepotentialist.com.